This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Right. Wayne Allyn Root. I just got one of the funniest emails. Hour number two on the show, 4 o'clock on the West Coast, or otherwise known as the Left Coast, and 7 o'clock on the East Coast. This is funny. When one tries to reason with a lefty Democrat, remember you're dealing with a person that believes a man could be a woman and a woman could be a man, and such a delusion should be encouraged, not discouraged. Discouragement of the delusion is considered immoral and bigoted. Thus, our society has unnecessary dilemmas concerning bathrooms, athletic competitions, pronoun controversies. Here's a suggestion to break the less ridiculous gender ideology and denial of biological reality. President Trump should make a declaration he now identifies as a woman. The left will have to admit the absurdity of their gender ideology or accept and celebrate Donna Trump as the first woman president, thus beating Hillary, Liz Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, and Kirsten Gillibrand to the glorious goal of one of their female firsts. Furthermore, if he remains married to Melania, he will be the first gay president and the first lesbian president. He'll also be the first lesbian president married to an immigrant. What a glorious event for the Democrats to celebrate. That's funny. I got to tell you, that's very creative. That comes from one of my listeners, Barb. Very good, Barb. By the way, Fordham Resources is the sponsor of not only this segment of the show, but they're the main title sponsor of this radio show, and they're also the sponsor of my TV show as well. Thank you, Fordham. They call me the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to this special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham is publicly traded, which, for those who don't understand what that means, they're a stock. So if they do well, you can buy their stock and you could do well. Well, that's the great thing about the stock market. You don't even have to get up and work each day. You buy some stock, and while you're off slaving away, you make yourself some money. Because another company does a good job and does the right things. Fordham is diversified, natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. It's run by and led by the great chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner. The legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. One of the great stories in the history of Wall Street. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. It's about nine times bigger than Manhattan. Think of the island of Manhattan, the city and island of Manhattan, New York. Picture that entire thing as a gold mine. Now picture one nine times bigger, from the tip of Manhattan down to Wall Street, all the way up past Harlem, all the way touching Riverdale. Can you imagine if that was a gold mine, except nine times bigger? They own the rights to that. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, and for a complete review, visit their website, FordhamResources.com. It's a stock. You get a chance to buy it, and you could profit if they profit. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M. All right, so I mentioned this story in hour number one. I said I'd get to it. Dreamers tell of ballot harvesting in California to flip the House blue. In one of the heartstrings-hugging, tear-jerking, carefully curated narratives about Dreamers, we're supposed to read this and respond with sympathy, but a story that ran in the L.A. Times accidentally did more to raise questions about the issue of ballot harvesting in California than any raving right-wing warning could ever do. The Times describes that California's famed ballot harvesters who flip places such as Orange County blue in the last midterm election aren't even citizens. They did it by helping voters fill out, turn in, and continue to turn in ballots from otherwise uncommitted voters till they got the result they wanted. Here's the Dreamers helping the voters vote the way they wanted in action. It says from the article, in California, Dreamers like Cruz phone voters walked precincts, protested outside Republican lawmakers' offices, reaching people who had not been called or visited by either party. Their efforts helped boost turnout among Latinos in this year's midterm elections. 29 million nationwide were eligible to vote, according to Pew Research, which is projected to surpass levels higher than in past presidential elections in this midterm. Analysis of data from 8 states by the Latino Policy and Politics Initiative at UCLA found the Latino vote grew by an estimated 96%. Compared with 37% among non-Latinos. The surge helped to move 20 House districts led by Republicans to Democrat control in California, Arizona, Nevada, Texas, New Mexico, Florida, New Jersey, and New York. And here's how they actually did it. Half an hour later, she was helping Silva look up candidates as he filled out his ballot by the light of her phone. "I'm glad you guys came," he said. "I was going to leave it in my drawer." The story doesn't say what the dreamer ballot harvester would do if the voter decided to vote some other way from the way the dreamer ballot harvester wanted the man to fill the ballot out. Naturally, the incurious reporter omits the obvious question. Did the foreigner tell the indifferent Democrat voter how to fill out the ballot? Let's just say the reporter showed a strong interest based on the rest of her reporting to protect the foreigner from any accusation of illegal voting. But only a fool would think she didn't tell the indifferent man who was going to leave it in his drawer who to vote for, effectively voting by proxy, which of course pretty much amounts to foreign nationals voting without any fear of prosecution. That changes the nature of the election and, in fact, the U.S. Republic itself. Voting up till now has been a practice reserved only for U.S. citizens. Today, non-citizens vote by getting hold of indifferent Americans and filling in the ballots by proxy, no fingerprints visible. And who knows what kind of coercion may have been employed. And if dreamers could do it to promote their own political agenda, what's to stop other foreigners with far more negative agendas from doing it? Shall a team of Russians or Chinese agents or Arab terrorists or Mexican drug cartels be allowed to help harvest the next ballots so they can leave the border open and get more drugs in? You know the Chinese are thinking about it. They're just as foreign as dreamers. And it would be perfectly legal under current California law. Ballot harvesting, which is illegal in most states, makes this all possible. And what that means is that the House has been flipped in no small part by foreigners who not only cast one ballot, they may have cast dozens and dozens of ballots, all from the advantages of ballot harvesting. It sounds like it's time for a constitutional amendment to end this fiasco should the GOP retake the House in 2020. Well, there is no integrity of ballots whatsoever. And by the way, do you understand what this article says? It says that their analysis shows that because Latino voting went up so much, they flipped congressional seats in Arizona, Nevada, Texas, New Mexico, Florida, New Jersey, New York, in addition to California. Those states don't have ballot harvesting. So instead of just grabbing a ballot and voting for somebody, guess what they must have done in those states? They just had illegals, otherwise known as dreamers, on the telephone dialing for dollars. You know, I used to be in the telemarketing business. I had a sports handicapping company and 150 employees. 100 of them were on the phone at all times. Did you ever look at a giant room with 100 people on the phone and hear the buzz in the air with 100 people on the phone? And actually, CNBC came and did a story of my life, profiled me on CNBC, and they showed my telemarketing room, and they showed a room filled with 100 people on the telephone. And it was a beautiful thing to see because all those people are making me money. Well, they must have phone banks set up all over this country filled with dreamers, a.k.a., i.e., illegal aliens who aren't citizens of the United States and have no right to vote and have no right to be involved in the process. Is that interference by foreigners? How is that not 50 times worse, 5,000 times worse than Russian interference? There's no Russians in the United States fixing the election. Here you have people that came here, foreigners, illegal, and they're dialing for dollars, like my old phone room. And they're asking Latinos to vote. And then they take it to another step in California. They grab your vote and they hand it in. Folks, we are being robbed. And that was just one small collusion. Much bigger than that was Google. Google just changed the whole election. They manipulated everything that you could see all over this country on Google so that Democrats look good and Republicans look bad. And they flipped so many seats. We are just getting ripped off left and right. In the meantime, Adam Schiff, again with those weapons of mass distraction, he demands Attorney General Bill Barr resign. He calls Barr the second most dangerous man in the U.S., obviously behind Trump, who's the most dangerous man in the U.S. He never thought Obama was dangerous, letting in 1 million Muslims without any vetting. Do during his 8 years, and of course leaving the border open and letting millions of others from Mexico and Central America and God knows where else, I'm sure plenty came over on boats from India and China when they found out the border's wide open. Haiti, wherever else they came, Venezuela, the whole country's filled with foreigners who don't know anything about American tradition, the Constitution, American law, don't care, trample it every day, collect welfare every day. And Adam Schiff just wants to go after Barr and Trump. You know why? Because Barr and Trump are about to indict a lot of Democrats. And one of them could be Adam Schiff. So they got to stop Barr now, the same way they had to stop Trump. There was collusion, all right? Lots of collusion. It was all on the part of the Democrats. Here's a breaking news story. Ukrainian embassy confirms DNC contractor, Democratic National Committee contractor, solicited dirt on Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort in 2016. Do you understand there was an entire complex working? CIA, FBI, NSA, all their leaderships were all working in concert with the Democratic Party and the DNC and the Hillary campaign and Barack Obama's permission and oversight and organization and coordination, I'm sure. They were all working to take down President Trump, who wasn't president yet. They had to stop him. Do you have any idea how bad this is? This is so big it makes Watergate look like a joke. There was massive collusion and massive conspiracy to destroy Donald Trump. On one side, it was illegals getting out the vote of other illegals. And on the other side, it was Google interference and Silicon Valley interference. And on the third side, it was the entire United States government trying to slander and libel Trump and trying to frame Trump and fix the election against Trump. And none of this is known by the average person. And still Trump's at 50% in all the Rasmussen polls. The average person doesn't know any of this. If you don't listen to Wayne Root, you don't watch Wayne Root. If you just watch ABC, NBC, CBS, you never learn this. Massive collusion and conspiracy against Trump. And they looked in the mirror. Saul Alinsky taught him. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame the other guy. So they blame Trump for collusion and conspiracy. They did it all. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll see you in a sec. RootForAmerica.com is the website. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This HouseSmart's Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. As you open those windows to let the fresh air in, it'll also cause dust to stir in the air, a lot of which will land on your walls. If you haven't done so in a while or ever, take some time to clean your walls. You'll be amazed at the amount of dirt you'll find. This can be a simple yet time-consuming task for a DIYer, or you can contact a cleaning pro to get the job done. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's our biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up. And don't miss our neighborhood barbecue fest this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy great grilling demos and expert advice. Only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions, discount gold, silver, and precious metals dealer. We all know we need to own gold and silver. Everyone's got to own gold and silver. Every conservative has got to own gold and silver in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control. You got to have wealth insurance. Gold and silver are wealth insurance. They move in an opposite direction of things like stocks and bonds and real estate. When things are at their worst, gold's at its best. So you got to own some of it as wealth insurance. Same reason you got to own a little insurance when you go out of your house each day. You have to have life insurance, health insurance, car insurance, home insurance. Buy it from a company with credibility and integrity. Buy it from a company that's a friend of War. I've known the owner 15 years. Buy it from a company that's a friend of this show. Buy it from a company that is a fan of conservatism. And buy it at a discount. You get it all at Tangible Investments. And once you buy from them, they want to prove to you, they want to convince you, you will never buy from anyone else ever again. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they want to show you how to protect your assets. Call Tangible now, 800-780-9000. And don't forget, while you're on the phone, ask them if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. gold coin gift absolutely free. You don't even have to buy anything to get a gold coin with a retail value of $199. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. How would you like to start the relationship with a $199 gift? Pretty cool. Tell them Wayne Ruth sent you. So I was on a jag about how bad the Democrats are a few moments ago. They were the ones that tried to frame Trump and fix the election, and therefore they used Saul Alinsky's philosophy and they blamed it on us. Because I'd read you that a Ukrainian embassy confirms a DNC contractor solicited dirt on Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort in 2016. And here's President Trump dropping a bomb on James Comey. He says he was spying. He was, I think, one of the people leading the efforts on spying. Well, of course, I think. You don't even have to put, I think, Mr. President, because he was the head of the FBI. If there was spying, he was in charge of it. Fox News investigative reporter Catherine Herrod sat down with President Trump yesterday and asked Trump about fired FBI Director James Comey. And President Trump dropped a bomb on Comey. Catherine Herrod said, if you take Director Comey out of the equation and his actions in 16 and 17, would the country be where it is today? And President Trump said, I think he did a terrible job. I would say he probably led some kind of an effort to word, the word spying has been used. He probably is one of the people leading the efforts on spying. Catherine Herridge says, that's a pretty serious charge. And Trump says, I know. We'll find out if it was true. And I think it could very well be true. So that's Trump coming down on Comey. And then here's why Democrats are so scared. Because William Barr is the new Attorney General of the United States. He launches a wide-ranging probe into the 2016 FBI spying. He told the Senate Judiciary Panel this week he's assembled a team at the Justice Department to probe whether the spying conducted by the FBI against the Trump campaign in 2016 was improper. Barr suggested he would focus on former senior leaders of the FBI and DOJ. To the extent there was overreach, what we have to be concerned about is a few people at the top getting into their heads they know better than the American people. Barr will review whether the infamous Steele dossier, a collection of salacious and unverified claims against Trump, assembled by a former British spy and paid for by the Clinton campaign, was fabricated by the Russian government to trick the FBI and other U.S. agencies. Will Barr investigate whether Steele made the whole thing up for his client, Fusion GPS? We know now that he was being falsely accused, Barr said of Trump. We have to stop using the criminal justice process as a political weapon. Although Barr's review has only just begun, it's helping to fuel a narrative long embraced by Trump and some of his Republican supporters that the Russia investigation was politically motivated and concocted from false allegations in order to spy on Trump's campaign and ultimately undermine his presidency. As Bloomberg notes, Barr's review could receive a boost by Thursday New York Times article acknowledging the FBI sent a honeypot spy, meaning a gorgeous, hot, busty blonde, that's what they called it, to London in 2016, to pose as a research assistant and gather intelligence from Trump's foreign policy advisor, George Papadopoulos, who's been a guest on this show. The Trump re-election campaign seized on the Times report as evidence that improper spying did occur. As President Trump has said, it is high time to investigate the investigators, said Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale. They're copying from me, right? I'm the guy with the minute Mueller's report came down. I said, now it's time to hunt the hunters. So they're saying investigate the investigators. During Barr's Wednesday testimony, Senator John Cornyn told Barr, it appears the Obama administration, Justice Department, FBI decided to place their bets on Hillary Clinton and focus their efforts when it came to investigating the Trump campaign. Depending on what Barr finds, his review of the Russia probe could give Trump ammunition to defend himself in continuing congressional inquiries. Mark Meadows already issued a criminal referral yesterday for Nellie Orr, a former Fusion GPS contractor who passed anti-Trump research to her husband, then the number four official at the DOJ. I'm telling you, the entire Obama administration was engaged in spying on Trump. It's Watergate times 10,000. It's Watergate squared. And people are going to jail. Let's hope it reaches Obama.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy was churning out jobs last month. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department says around 263,000 new jobs were added in April. That was well more than the analysts' estimates of 185 to 190,000. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969.
A New York Times story is providing some insight into an FBI counterintelligence investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign. Vice President Mike Pence says transparency is key and we need to figure out what's going on here.
As the Attorney General said when he testified before Congress, there was spying. We need to understand why there was, whether there was a sufficient predicate. Well, I think we need to find out.
Pence was speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author
submission. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention,
that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. And by the way, we're on Newsmax TV coming up in about 25 minutes. You can switch your dials in 25 minutes. Newsmax TV is on DirecTV, Channel 349, Juice TV, and Channel Dish TV Channel 216, cable systems like Verizon, Fios, AT&T, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, Spectrum, Charter. We're also on Newsmax TV live, so at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, just go to NewsmaxTV.com. My show's on TV. You can go to YouTube Live and type in Newsmax TV, and it comes up at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, and Roku. And I got a great letter today from a fan of War who watches my show twice a day. He watched it at 8 o'clock live, and then he watched it again the next day at 1 o'clock. He watches the repeat because he enjoys it so much he watched it twice. But it gives you two chances to watch the show every day. And if you're not getting Newsmax TV on your local cable system, tell them you want Newsmax TV. You have other TV options, Dish or DirecTV. You can just watch it on the Internet. So encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and we will connect you to your cable system for free. And you tell them, I demand Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Root. Got our guest here. Christina Layla is here, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, with the top stories trending today at the Gateway Pundit. We have her on regularly. Christina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday, right?
Thank God.
I enjoy doing my show, but I just get exhausted after, 15 hours of talking on the air each week, Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day, and the last hour's on TV, which makes it twice as hard. People can see you. So it's just, you got to dress, and you got to look right, and you got to talk right. So I get exhausted. So when Friday comes, I just enjoy my weekends like I never have in my life, I must admit.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some of the hot stories, the Gateway Pundit. Congressman Nadler, Jerry Nadler, gives Bill Barr, the Attorney General, a 9 a.m. Monday deadline to comply with his counteroffer before holding the AG in contempt of Congress. Tell us about it.
Right, so Chairman Nadler actually changed the format of the hearing that was supposed to take place on Thursday, where he was going to have staffers and experts question Bill Barr instead of the actual representatives who are on the committee. This has never happened in the 206 years of the committee. Experts have never questioned a witness, especially the U.S. Attorney General. And so Bill Barr pushed back and said that he's not going to testify unless the representatives on the committee are going to question him. And Chairman Nadler didn't back down. And so Bill Barr was a no-show yesterday. And so now Nadler's threatening him with contempt. He subpoenaed the Mueller report, the unredacted or less redacted version. It's actually in a SCIF. They can go in and take a look at it. Only two lawmakers, I believe, right now have taken a look at it. So this is all for show. And this was done on purpose. They leaked this letter from Mueller to Bill Barr. It was written on March 27th, but it was leaked to the Washington Post and the New York Times the night before Bill Barr's testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now they're making a big deal of this letter and saying that Barr perjured himself and he was dishonest about it. So this is just more show from the Democrats.
All right. And it's show because they know Barr's coming after them and they know he's going to indict them. Right.
Yeah. He has a sweeping investigation. He confirmed that on Wednesday to the Senate Judiciary Committee that he has an open investigation that he's looked into and continuing to look into the illegal CI investigations of Trump and his associates during the election, and so they're scared.
And Trump drops, you know, to go along with that, Trump drops a bomb, you know, basically on James Comey. He was spying. He was, I think, one of the people leading the efforts on spying. Listen, Comey was in charge of the FBI, so if they were spying, of course he was leading the effort. So I don't think Trump should have said, I think. He should just say he was leading the efforts on spying. But tell us about the story.
Right. So the president had an interview with Catherine Herridge last night of Fox News, and he says what we know to be true. James Comey personally signed three of the FISA warrants to spy on Carter Page. And, of course, those FISA warrants were to spy on Donald Trump through the back door. So he was on the front lines of this. He was heavily involved in the spying. Again, his signatures on three of the FISA renewal applications. And so he knows he's in trouble. And he even came out last week or the week before Comey did and was acting dumb. And he's like, oh, I don't know if it's called spying. So now they're trying to split hairs on what the term spying means.
Right.
He's
right.
Rather scared.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. Okay, you have common sense, Christina Leyla. Wasn't Nixon and all those people that worked under Nixon, all those men that broke into Watergate, weren't they spying? What's the difference between that and now a high-tech version of spying on the Trump campaign? Tell me the difference.
Right. And the thing is what Nixon did is it pales in comparison to having the Obama administration, his deploying our intel agencies and FBI and DOJ, with they have their everything at their disposal. To compare that to what Nixon did, it's, I mean, how do you even compare? You know, so they're still trying to say, well, they're trying to say what Trump did is like the Watergate scandal, where they're trying to say that he's lying. But what Obama's intel agencies did and what his FBI did is much worse. Or they actually had FISA warrants, wiretapping people.
Well, you know, look, they don't have anything else, Christine. I mean, you look at the unemployment reports that came out today, a 50-year low, the lowest since 1953 for women, the lowest ever for Hispanics. GDP is doing fantastic. Every measure of the economy is doing fantastic. Stock market's done fantastic of late. I didn't see it today, but I'm going to look now while I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. But the market in general has done fabulous lately. So, I mean, by every measurement, stock market up again today. Stock market up 197 points to Dow today. Big rally. S&P up a lot. NASDAQ up. Wow, NASDAQ flew today. NASDAQ was up twice as much as the Dow. Unbelievable. Russell Index up more than even NASDAQ. So, I mean, another big day. So what have Democrats got except trying to destroy Trump and impeach Trump? They don't have anything else. Because
they have nothing.
If it's about the economy, they can't win. There's no way to beat him. No incumbent president has ever lost with an economy flying like this, ever.
Right, and that's why they're trying to destroy him. They know he's going into his third year. We have a strong economy. We have good job numbers. And so, like you said, if he's going into the next election with a strong economy and people are happily employed and gainfully employed, he's not going to lose. They have nothing.
They have nothing. But here's the big problem, okay? This is the biggest problem. I see all these stories on Gateway, and I like to pick them as we're talking. The worst one is getting the least publicity. It'll never be on the evening news, and it'll never be on a liberal website. It'll never be on CNN.com or CNN. It'll never be in any of those places. It'll never be even on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. And that is the fact that Facebook is censoring conservatives, and so are all the others. So is Twitter. They're all, what else, YouTube, Google, Instagram. Doesn't matter. Pick anyone you want. They're censoring conservatives. You know it best because they tried to destroy the Gateway Pundit and kill all your traffic. This is a huge news story that nobody's covering outside of conservative media.
And the president actually just went on a tweet storm about 10 minutes ago, and he said that he's continuing to monitor the censorship of American citizens on social media platforms. This is the United States of America, and we have what's known as freedom of speech. We are monitoring and watching closely. He just tweeted that less than an hour ago. And what Facebook's doing now is it's getting even more dangerous. They're labeling American citizens, such as Laura Loomer, who is a personal friend of mine, as a dangerous individual. She's a young lady who has never advocated for violence. And now she's on the receiving end of threats, and they completely unperson her. She's deplatformed from everything. She can't even use Uber, PayPal, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter for nothing. She's literally being treated as if she's a terrorist, and she's an American citizen and a nice young girl.
You know what I didn't hear an update on, though, Christina? I did hear an update. At one point, she said that she was being kicked off of Chase Bank, and then I never heard another word about it. Did that actually happen, or that was just...
No, I haven't followed up with that. I'm not sure about that.
I had a funny feeling at the time that she probably just went online and couldn't get on and assumed that meant she was being, you know, blacklisted and kicked off, but I don't think that really happened to her. I just don't know how a bank could tell you, we don't want your money anymore. I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh, well, I actually have, I wrote an article on a combat vet who they kicked him out off of Chase Bank. And I saw, I was given a paperwork, and then after we wrote the story on it, they backpedaled and apologized. But James O'Keefe, you know, the undercover journalist, he actually caught Chase Bank on undercover video saying that they are looking at people's political views.
Mm.
As a reason to not do business with them anymore. Because they
That's
just
incredible.
You a Nazi, or they label you as an extremist, and we're not. We're just American citizens. We're patriots. Where we speak our mind, we should be able to do that in this country. And
well, by the way, Christina, I'm Jewish, okay? So obviously I don't like Nazis. Obviously I hate Nazis.
Right.
But I don't think you should be able to ban a Nazi from having a bank account. I'm sorry, but if you're a KKK guy who marches around with a white cap, I hate you. But you have a right to have a bank account. All you're doing is putting your money in a bank's account. Why would they stop you from having that? So to me, that's so ludicrous, because even the people I hate deserve to have a bank account, deserve to own a business, deserve to have a merchant account. How can you take it away from people who you disagree with their views? But yes, then we go back to your point. If you're not KKK, you're not a Nazi, you're just a simple conservative who supports the president in a country that's mostly Republican red in almost every single county of this country. How do you take someone's bank account away?
I know. It's happening. Debanking.
It's happening. Debanking is a word for it. Okay, yeah. I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to watch out.
That's what James O'Keefe called it.
Unbelievable. All right, Christina Lela, I hope they let you keep your bank account. Me too.
Yeah.
The Gateway Pundit, Assistant Editor Christina Lela on the show every couple of weeks or so. We love having her on. Top stories trending at thegatewaypundit.com, my favorite site to go check out. Great site for conservatives. Great site for 63 million Trump voters. Thegatewaypundit.com. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. Wayne Allyn Root. War Now. Website, rootforamerica.com. Find me at Twitter, at Real Wayne Root. And you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. Newsmax TV coming up in about 13 minutes. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
War now.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War. Now, I told you it's becoming a big thing, man, Facebook. Just Silicon Valley collusion. Silicon Valley conspiracy to try and destroy conservatives. James Woods has now been banned from Twitter amid Silicon Valley's conservative blacklisting campaign. James Woods, one of the few conservative stars in Hollywood, has been locked out of his Twitter account over a week now for abusive behavior, once again demonstrating the double standard the tech giant holds when it comes to enforcing rules. Twitter suspended Woods for a tweet that read, "If you try to kill the king, you best not miss. Hang them all," he said, according to his girlfriend, Sarah Miller. The tweet was apparently in reference to the Mueller report, which found no conspiracy between Trump campaign and Russia. The quotes from Ralph Waldo Emerson has been used in various forms in movies and TV shows like The Wire, but nevertheless, the post met the threshold on Twitter for abusive behavior. But they don't have the same standards for leftists. As Breitbart News reported, several examples of violent threats going unchecked. Twitter allowed a number of verified accounts to participate in doxing and violent threats against teenagers from Covington Catholic High School in January. Senator Susan Collins was on the receiving end of vicious, sexist Twitter abuse after she defended Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Actor Peter Fonda said that Barron Trump should be taken away from Melania and put in a cage with pedophiles. Fonda also called for Kirstjen Nielsen to be whipped. That's the former Secretary of the Homeland Homeland Security. He later apologized. Hollywood star Jim Carrey posted a drawing of Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr. getting bludgeoned to death by an elephant last year. The tweet is still up. In 2016, various accounts called for and cheered on the shooting of police officers, yet Woods has been locked out of his account for posting a meme. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, Facebook bans prominent conservatives, including Paul Joseph Watson and Laura Loomer. The Atlantic reports Instagram and its parent company, Facebook, has banned a number of conservative personalities from its platforms, including InfoWars host Alex Jones, InfoWars contributor and YouTube star Paul Joseph Watson, journalist and activist Laura Loomer, and Milo Yiannopoulos. Louis Farrakhan was notably also banned from the platform at the same time. Paul Joseph Watson confirmed his ban, claiming he had not broken Facebook's rules and commentating in an authoritarian society controlled by a handful of Silicon Valley giants. All dissent must be purged. At the moment that's happening, Laura Loomer now says, "I am the most banned woman in the world." On Thursday, Facebook and Instagram banned conservative journalist and anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan from their platforms. Laura Loomer was included in the ban. Loomer is a Jewish-American pro-Trump conservative. How do you compare that to Louis Farrakhan, who's the king of hate? Facebook and Instagram will not give any information on her actions that forced them to eliminate her voice. Facebook has been eliminating conservative content since the 2016 election. It won't stop with Laura Loomer, InfoWars, and Paul Joseph Watson. And she says, "My name is Laura Loomer. I'm a 25-year-old American Jew. And today I was censored by the most powerful corporation in the world for defending my people and exercising my rights." Wow. You just wonder how it's possible. What did Laura Loomer do? You know, she's the girl that got a bunch of illegals and put them in a van and dropped them off, I believe, at Nancy Pelosi's mansion in Marin County. And I think she put red MAGA hats on them and asked them to climb over the wall. I think that's hilarious. There's nothing about that that should get you banned. It's really scary that this is happening all over the United States, and it's happening now. It's spreading to banks. It's spreading to merchant accounts. These people are crazy. Facebook falsely brands nonviolent users dangerous to justify unpersoning. That's what they call it, unpersoning. Following the recent ban of multiple conservative figures across Facebook and its photo-sharing platform, Instagram, the company told Breitbart News, it's concluded that even nonviolent individuals are too dangerous to allow on the platform. And Louis Farrakhan was one of them. I agree with that one. But I want to tell you what's funny about all this is now Snoop Dogg is mad. Snoop Dogg encourages everyone to post Louis Farrakhan footage on Facebook and Instagram. Rapper and game show host Snoop Dogg took to Instagram late Thursday and urged his 31 million followers to post and share videos of Louis Farrakhan on Facebook and Instagram. The anti-Semitic Nation of Islam leader was banned from both platforms for what the social media giant said was Farrakhan's decision to promote or engage in violence and hate. See, the thing is, they took him because they didn't want it to be just Laura Loomer and just the Watson kid and just Alex Jones. So now it looks like it's fair and it's even. Well, guess what? It's not fair and it's even because those people don't call for murder. Farrakhan does. Those people don't say hate Jews. Farrakhan does. And so Snoop Dogg, a guy who wants to post your favorite Farrakhan video on Instagram and Facebook, they allow him in mainstream advertising in the United States of America. It's a joke. And he's got a filthy, foul mouth. It's disgusting. He says, "How the F y'all going to ban Minister Louis Farrakhan for putting the truth out there? I stand with him. I'm with him. Ban me, mother effer." This is what he's saying. And he's not using F. He's using the word. He's a foul mouth pig who needs his mouth washed out. Snoop Dogg encouraging his followers to post videos of Farrakhan. Isn't that hate? Isn't that clear violation of the platform rules? Isn't that hate speech right there? As well as filthy speech? Doesn't that create an environment of intimidation and exclusion and promote violence? In October, Farrakhan posted a video to Twitter which he called Jews termites. And you want to compare that to Laura Loomer? Wow. When we get back, I'll be on Newsmax TV, and I'll tell you about American Airlines that issues an apology after one of the employees called a cop a killer. This is what's going on in our country. You have to understand that. This is what is happening, folks. These liberals think cops and military are killers. Don't forget, in the Vietnam War, they spit on our soldiers. They called them baby killers. So over the years, we got much nicer to the soldiers. But guess what? Liberals still think it. I'll be right back on Newsmax TV.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.